The Grograde Daily Brief number 133 for Friday, January the 11th, 2019. Leadership mandate first, do no harm. Hey, welcome inside the Yellow Studio. Here in Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas, my name is Randy Kentro, your host here. The website is growgreat.com. Yesterday, I prefaced that next week I'm planning to do, hopefully all week long, some work on leadership. If you have questions, in fact, I'm asking for one specific piece of feedback, and that is your biggest leadership challenge. Email me at randycantrell@gmail.com. What is your current biggest leadership challenge? Powerful Leadership, How to Unleash the Potential in Others and Simplify Your Own Life is a book that was published in 2002. I do this. I get in these modes where I just keep scanning my bookshelf and I see these books that have been there for a long time and I haven't revisited them in quite some time. And this is one of those books. It was written by a couple of professors of the business school at BYU. Early in the book, there's a little section subtitled Managers Have Huge Blind Spots. And here's what the authors write. One of the most distressing patterns in modern organizations is the apparent longstanding view that managers fail to recognize that employees are human beings who may be suffering at their hands. Now, among the many blind spot generators is forgetfulness. People get promoted to leadership positions, or those who assume that role because they own the place, they forget how important they felt it was to be heard, or how important it was and is to have freedom. Leaders incorrectly think their power and effectiveness is based on their ability to control. They work hard to control the work, to control the output. They work hard to control the people doing the work. And so they impose themselves on the employees and the work. And it robs people of their individuality. It robs people of their freedom and their flexibility. The result? Well, employees are staring at the clock, looking off into space, spending screen time with their phones, and having low expectations to be engaged in their workday. Mostly, they may be driven to just stay out of sight, stay out of trouble. Now, as we prep for some conversations next week on leadership, I figured it might be wise to end this week by talking about our first mandate as leaders, as good leaders, effective leaders, and that is to do no harm. I mean, can we at least agree that we need to limit the damage or the harm that we do? I know we want to find out how we can be leadership superheroes, but before we can take positive actions, first, we've got to stop doing harm. We got to stop the damage. So let me give you just three reasons. Well, I'll also give you a bonus one. Three reasons, three things that you can ponder as we prepare for some deeper leadership discussions next week. Number one, realize that you're doing some harm. You are doing some harm. It just goes with the role. Now, that doesn't mean that you ought to blindly accept it as some necessary evil. Let's define harm. Harm is simply inflicting some degree of suffering to the people that you lead. Now, you're not going to get it right, not 100% of the time. Too many leaders refuse to accept responsibility for the harm they do. Some just don't want to recognize that it's happening at all at their hands, and others, they just don't care. The very best leaders embrace and crave responsibility and accountability, and they accept the fact that they influence people. They face the reality that in spite of their best intentions, sometimes they can hurt people. The big blind spot for leaders is to assume leadership makes them impervious to mistakes, errors in judgment, bad behavior, or any other source of harm caused to people and to the organization, because we can just assume, hey, we're in charge, we're the leader, we're going to be right. We're right because we're in charge. Now, let me give you a side note here. Do not be confused about harm. Conflict and correction aren't harmful done well with honest intentions. The employee who is doing poor work, that employee must be corrected. To sit down and to confront the poor performance is not causing harm to that employee. Refusing to do that is. So allow the person's poor performance to persist and eventually it will cost them their job, well, that's harmful. You're not helping. So check your perspective. Secondly, be human and remain human. No matter how you came to be in charge, commit to remembering. Now, this is going to vary depending on the length of your career and the depth of your experience. Me, well, I'm long in the tooth. I've spent decades operating businesses and leading organizations. I got a lot of memories, many memories of colossal failure in leading, many memories of miserable bosses I had early in my career, a few memories of great bosses I had, and these all serve to help me today. Mostly, they remind me how much life has changed and how my humanity has not really remained static. Because what drove me in my 20s, well, that's not quite what is driving me today. Well, that's humanity. That's humanity for all of us. Life changes. Situations in our life changes. Leadership serves people. It is humans serving humans. How do you suppose failing to be human is going to help you excel as a leader? Now, a big factor in being human and remaining human is to tap the brakes on your ego. Vanity and pride can wreck your leadership. If you suppose that you have to appear perfect and brilliant and always right, you're in trouble. Being human and remaining human mean embracing humility and honest intentions with everybody all the time. It doesn't mean that you're going to be perfect. It doesn't mean you're always going to get it right. But it means that everybody is going to see and know that you're trying to get it right. And it'll count. It'll count for your favor. It'll also count for their favor. Step three, always make it right. Now, this has always been a big part of my business philosophy. In fact, you can find it over on my About page. You can find it multiple places on my website. Just always make it right. It should be part of everybody's leadership, and it should be part of everybody's business philosophy. There's just no excuse. There's no excuse for failing at making it right. It's just merely a matter of making up your mind to do it. Whenever leadership refuses to admit they're wrong, they inflict harm. I'll argue mostly they do harm to themselves. They don't do themselves any favors trying to appear perfect because everybody knows better. It goes hand in hand, really, with step two of being human and remaining human. But I broke this one out because, well, it's among the most powerful things that I think any leader can do. And that simply is to fix it, make it right. Some of my greatest moments in leadership were where I got it so wrong, it wasn't even funny. But I was quick to recover. I stood in front of people, either as individuals or in a group, and I fell on my sword. I owned up to my mistake. I took full responsibility. I asked for forgiveness where it was appropriate. I vowed to do better. No leader can do that habitually. I mean, a leader can't just do what they want, constantly apologize, and then just repeat it all over again. But when you're dedicated, when you're committed to serving people as a well-intended, well-behaved human being, but you mess up, then making it right is going to work. Don't ignore fixing your mistakes. If you want others to fix theirs, and you do, then you're going to have to lead the way by showing them how to do it. Let me give you a bonus step. Live by the golden rule. Yep, treat people the way you want to be treated. Kindness, gentleness, mercy, grace, forgiveness, and love. I know those aren't normal management or leadership terms, but they should be because they're human. We all crave those things. Don't suppose that because our interactions are happening at work, then those human emotions, well, those aren't in play here. This is business. Oh, yeah, they're in play. They are always in play. Truth is, this bonus step, to live by the golden rule, can likely stand all alone as the rule to live by if you want to avoid causing harm to people in your organization. Great leaders are not miserable human beings. Great leaders are first great human beings. Don't be fooled into following the pattern of tyranny. Steve Jobs and others, they have paved the way for people to think that being an obsessive tyrant is the way to greatness. Don't believe it. Steve Jobs was brilliant at many things, but leadership wasn't one of them. I wonder how much grander his success may have been if he had learned to become a great leader. Be kind. Be optimistic. Be the first to serve others. That'll be a great start to your leadership growth. Be well, do good, grow great. The website is growgreat.com. My name is Randy Cantrell, but you knew that already. Hey, let me make a last pitch here as we end the week. If you are a small business owner anywhere in the United States and you think there would be any value, and I surely hope that you can see that there is great value, speaking of blind spots, which is what these authors kind of began the book writing about, if you are a business owner, an entrepreneur, and you would like to eliminate or at least greatly reduce the blind spots in your life as you operate your business, let me make an appeal to you. Go check out The Peer Advantage, thepeeradvantage.com. The Peer Advantage is a virtual mastermind group of just 7 small business owners from around America who get together using a video web conferencing platform, Zoom, meeting every other week for a couple of hours for the express purpose of growing our businesses, growing our leadership, and growing our lives. You can find out all the details at thepeeradvantage.com. I would love it if you would just take a few moments, click that apply button. It doesn't commit you to anything. You just fill out a few things so that gives me some perspective of who you are and kind of what's going on with your life so that I can jump on a phone call with you and we can have a conversation. You're not going to get a sales pitch. We're just merely going to talk about what I'm doing and see if this has any interest for you at all. But I hope that you'll give yourself and give your business an opportunity. ThePeerAdvantage.com. Well, that's it for this week. Lord willing, next week we will tackle leadership in a little more depth. Please, please, please email me your current biggest leadership challenge. Email me at randycantrell@gmail.com. Have a great weekend, Lord willing. I'll see you next week.